We continue at the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amid Aleph. Natal samashpech umadat letoch tzlochiso shel Ovid Kachavim, v'chazer umadat letoch tzlochiso shel Yisrael. Let's say you take a mashpech. What's a mashpech? Rashi says a mashpech is something which has a wide top and a narrow bottom. So you're talking about some sort of a funnel. And you took the funnel and you measured wine to, and you poured it into the cup of an Ovid Kochavim, and then you took that funnel and you measured and put into a cup of Yisrael. Is there anything wrong with that or not? Does the wine become Yayin Nesach in the funnel? Im yesh bo akeves yayin aser. If there is an akeves yayin in the funnel, if there's wine that's left over, it sounds like residue from the wine that was poured into the Ovid Kochavim's bowl, aser. It's going to be the bowl that was the wine that was poured into the bowl of the Yisrael is also going to be aser now because of Yayin Nesach. As Rashi explains, the Gemara is going to ask why that is. It doesn't seem to make sense because it's not like the measuring cup is touching the wine of the Ovid Kochavim or the plate of the Ovid Kochavim. It's just standing above, hovering over. So we'll have to see. Hama'are mikli al kli. Let's say you're pouring from one kli into another. And we'll have to see what that means. Who's pouring the kli? Is it Yisrael pouring a kli or an Ovid Kochavim pouring a kli? Rashi already tips us off that we're talking about an Ovid Kochavim, which is pouring a kli, which is it's actually a Yisrael's kli that an Ovid Kochavim is pouring. Hama'ara mikli al kli. Es she'ira mimenu mutter. That which he's pouring from the cup, which he's holding, whatever is inside of it is still going to be permissible to drink. The eshir l'socho, but whatever he's pouring into, that's going to be usher to drink from usher. So we'll have to. The Gemara is going to have to explain why that is, and we'll see that in a little bit. So now we begin on a different halacha, which we're going to try to answer based on the rulings in our Mishnah. Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Taros. Hanitzok v'hakatafris u'mashka tofeach eno chibur l'lutuma v'lo l'tara ha'ashboren chibur l'lutuma u'lutara. So the Mishnah says that a nitzuk, and we're going to be focusing most of our time on whether nitzuk is a chibur or not, is a flow considered from one kli to another kli going to be considered a flow which will not only render the bottom usher, but even the top one usher, or not. So the nitzuk, or the katafris, which is, Rashi explains, it's a liquid or wine coming down from a high slope, or water coming down from a high slope, umashke tofeach, or an area which is moist. It's not tofeach amenas lahatfiach, Rashi says. It's not so moist that if you touched it, it can make something else as just as moist, but it's a moist area. Eino chibur lo l'tuma v'lo l'tara. It's not considered a chibur. It's not a connection to render something tameh or even to render something tahor. It's just, it's in the middle. It's not considered a chibur at all. Hashboran, but if it's not flowing water, nitzuk or katafris, those are flowing. If it's al hashboran, if it's idle, it's water that's all built up in one area, chibur l'tuma u'latara, that does become a connection for tuma and for tara. So now, that's the Mishnah. And then Rav Huna comes along and makes the following statement, which is what we're going to be focusing most of our time on now. Amar Rav Huna, nitzok v'katafris u'mashka tofeach, chibur l'inyan yayin esach. Even though we just said in the Mishnah that it's not a chibur for tuma and tahara, but says Rav Nachman, it is a chibur with regard to the laws of Yayin Esach. In other words, if you have Yayin Esach in a cup on the bottom potentially, and you have a cup of wine on top that's not Yayin Esach, and you're pouring from the top cup to the bottom cup, so because the flow connects the two cups together, just like the bottom one is Yayin Esach, the top one will be Yayin Esach as well. That's what Rav Huna's ruling appears to be. Now the Gemara asks, Minah L'chaha, says the Gemara, Rav Huna, how do you know this? Where do you get this from? that nituk chibur when it comes to yayin esach. Ilema mitetanan. If you get it from the fact that it says in this Mishnah Taros, hanituk v'akatafresu mashke tofech eno chibur lo letuma v'lo letara, and you're going to make this inference and say, letumu letara hu delo havi chibur, halinyan yayin esach havi chibur. You're going to say, oh, it's not considered a connection for tuma and tahara, but for yayin esach it is. That's going to be your assumption. You're going to deduce that, but that doesn't work because ema seva. You can make the same deduction in the opposite direction. The end of that mishnah says ha'ashboran chibur l'tumu l'tahara. It says what if it's ashboran? It is a chibur for tumah and tahara. So let's make the same deduction. L'tuma ulatara, or inference, l'tuma ulatara hu d'havi chibur, hal in yayin esach lo havi chibur. So then, based on the second statement, the inference works the opposite direction, that nituk eino chibur for yayin esach. So elo mihalik l'mashmamila. So you can't really learn anything out from that mishnah. So therefore, we have to learn out this idea of nituk chibur or not from a different mishnah. So which mishnah are we going to use? Our mishnah, Tanan. Nadal as a mashpech umadad letzoch tzlochisol shalav v'kachavim v'chazer umadad letzoch tzlochisol shal Yisrael. What happened? You took the funnel and you measured the wine into the bowl of the Ovid Kachavim. Then you took that same funnel and measured it into the funnel, into the bowl of the Yisrael. Im yesh bo keves yayin aser. So what does our mishnah say? If there is wine that remained from in the funnel from the when you were pouring into the bowl of the Ovid Kachavim, then it's going to render the bowl of the Yisrael aser as yayin esach. So Gemara says, well, hold on a second. How could that be? Ha keves yayin b'may kamistera. How exactly did the wine in the measuring cup become aser? It must be, the only option is lav benituk. It must be that it's through nituk. In other words, when you were pouring, you hold the measuring cup, the funnel, above the yayin, the Ovid Kachavim's bowl, and when you're pouring the yayin nesach, when you pour the wine into the bowl, it hits the bowl and becomes yayin nesach. And therefore, the stream goes all the way back up, and by the laws of nituk, it's going to make a chibur, and therefore it's going to be aser. So says the Gemara, Shema mina nitzuch chibur. So clearly we see from here the proof for Rav Huna's rule of nitzuch chibur. Again, nitzuch chibur. Rav Huna is only an Amora, so he needs a Tanaitic statement in order to back him up. So now we have a Mishnah that goes like Rav Huna. So the Gemara answers, no, not necessarily a good raya. Tani Rav Chiya, she pechasto tzlochiso. Says Rav Chiya, no, that Mishnah, you know, we didn't establish that the reason why it's an akeves yayin is because of nituk. You know why the wine in the measuring cup will be considered yayin nesach if there was an akeves yayin used for the pouring into the Yisrael's bowl? It's because pechastot tzlochisu. That what happened was, as Rashi explains, the whole entire tzlochis, the whole entire bowl of the Ovid Kachavim was filled with wine to the brim. It all became yayin nesach, and the measuring cup, the bottom of the measuring cup, touched the wine. So it mamish became yayin nesach because through the touching, it was all connected to the bowl. It's not because of a chibur. So therefore, what? So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. If that's the case, avalo psachto tlochisumai. So if the Mishnah wouldn't have been talking about a case where the wine filled up and covered the bottom part of the measuring cup, what would the halacha be? Lo, clearly we would say that it wouldn't be a problem but then we can say nituk eino chibur. The only reason why it's a usher is because the wine was touching the bottom, the wine inside the bowl of the Ovid Kachavim was touching the measuring cup. But if it wasn't touching the measuring cup, it would be fine. The nitzuk wouldn't be an issue. So the Gemara says tifzuk the nitzuk eino chibur. So we can deduce from here that nitzuk is eino chibur, not like Rav Huna. Gemara says lo. Now, the Chiddush, as Rashi says, of this Mishnah is to teach you that when the measuring cup is in the bowl and it's filled of Yayin Nesach and it's covering the bottom of the funnel, that's going to be Usur. You would have had a Hava Mina to think that it wouldn't be Usur, because it's just, I guess, it's just hovering there. It's not hovering, it's touching, but the yayin nesach is, the wine that's inside is being blocked. It's just touching the funnel around it. And therefore, we needed the Mishnah to teach us that if it's Psach Totzlochi, so it's going to be Aser. We cannot use that to ask whether Nitzuk Chibur in general is, or Nitzuk is Chibur, or Nitzuk Eino Chibur. That is a question that we still cannot deduce from this brisa. So even though it seems to indicate that if it's Psach Totzlochiso, it's going to be Yain Esach. So if it's not, it won't be Yain Esach. The Gemara wanted to say that you cannot make that deduction. The purpose of the brisa was simply to tell us the Chiddush of Psach Totzlochiso and not to infer anything else or deduce anything else from that brisa. So we're still stuck. We have Rav Huna's ruling that Nitzuk Chibur applies for Yayin Esach, but we are yet to find a proof one way or another, and next time we will look for that proof.